You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30pm with Sam Norris, Paddy Aspel and Alistair Jones in the studio. Busy Saturday coming up as well. Four National Hunt meetings, Newbury, Kelso, Bangor and Stratford, accompanied by an all-weather meeting at Lingfield in the afternoon, and more all-weather action in the evening as well at Wolverhampton. And just a note, by the way, if you're wanting to tune in for the Dubai World Cup meeting at Maidan, you can see all of the action live and for free on Betting TV, wh.cm/TV. You can also find the link on the horse racing pages at williamhill.com, and you can watch all of the action for free on the William Hill app as well. So do check that out. For the action at Maidan right now, I'm joined in the studio though to look at the domestic stuff by James Millman. How are you, James?
Very good, thank you, Mark.
Good, good.
I'm top of the world.
Yeah. I don't know how to react to that. I've never heard a more positive comment come out of your mouth.
You know, good things at the moment. So I've got a break from exams for a little while, so I'm a slightly happier person.
That would be a reason.
Slightly happier. We're not going to go too far.
But, fair enough. The highs and lows of Cheltenham have been and gone.
We have
a relatively lower key event taking place on Saturday, but still some quite good racing at both Kelso and Newbury, the two meetings we're going to focus on.
Well, definitely better ground as well at Newbury in particular this weekend. Kelso's actually pretty hard working, heavy, but those horses aren't quite Cheltenham class, but just below are out this weekend, and the Mayor's Final is always a very competitive race, lots of targets at that from an early stage, and it's always a good meeting.
Anything else on your mind? Any news caught your eye or anything to do with the Grand National or entry coming up?
Well, I'm working with Darren Nowen today, so it's just been Grand National talk all day long. But probably definitely Red would be my early one. Obviously, he's well in after winning at Doncaster, and I think he's got a good chance. But it's typical in the National. Very tricky. 40 runners. I keep getting the non-racing public that you meet, and they go, "What's going to win the National?" And you say, "Oh, I don't know." It's the hardest race probably to predict, but definitely going to be the one at the moment.
Okay, let's get stuck into Saturday then. We'll start with the two races that we're going to look at Kelso, and then we'll move on to Newbury, and we'll also hear from Gary Capewell as well on the Dubai World Cup.
I think he's out there, isn't he?
He is.
Sunning himself.
Yeah. He's sent us some very nice video previews, which you can find on the William Hill website as well. Let's start with Kelso, though. The 240 is the first race that we're going to look at there. It's the Edinburgh Gin Handicap Hurdle. It's over just short of 3.25 miles. And the betting is out on site as well. See you at midnight, the 7-2 favourite. 92 Shades of Midnight. Eminent Poet is the 5-1 joint with Big River in the market there. 6-1 Bride and Boy. 6-1 Isaacstown Lad. 14's Nocara Bo, and Rev the Civiller is the 16-1 outsider of the field. One for Midnight fans here, with both See You at Midnight and Shades of Midnight disputing favouritism at this point. See You at Midnight, obviously very good horse, very good over fences. Interesting to see him over hurdles on this occasion.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to get his confidence back, perhaps. Obviously, we've not seen him since he ran very disappointingly at Haydock behind Cucard and Co. Coney Gray at in the Betfair Chase, which was obviously much more competitive than this. And at the time, to be fair, he was touted as a possible Gold Cup contender, was See You at Midnight. Obviously, something's gone amiss. He's not seen him for 126 days, and this might be a bit of a confidence booster back over hurdles, but he's obviously a classy horse. He has got 11 stone 12. Next in is old boy Rev de Savola, who's obviously not as good as what he was, but he's a classy individual. But he's given nearly a stone or more to the rest, is See You at Midnight. And while he has a class on heavy ground, it's not going to be the easiest task in the world, but I do think if he's on top form, he'll still be good enough, because the likes of Bride and Boy, Eminent Poet, that have been winning races, are in much, much lower grade, and they could be a little bit high in the handicap now. So even though he's giving away a lot of weight, I do think the favourite See You at Midnight will take advantage of a massive drop in grade, really.
See You at Midnight then, to bounce back to form for James in the 240. at Kelso. We then move on to the 3:15 at Kelso, which is the Liz Adam Memorial Handicap Chase. It's over 3.25 miles, a Class 2 event, this one. And the market at the time of recording is headed by Seldom In at 11-4. 4-1 Baywing, Silver Tassie is 4-1 as well. 9-2 Yala Inky, 8-1 Alto de Mott, 11-1 Morny Wing, and Double Whammy is the 12-1 outsider of this field. As the betting kind of suggests there, it's quite an open little affair, this.
Yeah, definitely. Not a big field, but very, very competitive. None that you could really rule out. And interesting to see that Sian Thompson could have a bit of a high-profile double on ITV4, because Seldom In won here very nicely 3 weeks ago in a conditions race. And the handicapper had a bit of a hard task what to rate him on that occasion. He could have gone sky high, but he's gone up £10 to 145, I think he is. And I think that's a realistic assessment. And he could be a real progressive type. And for me, it could be a Sian Thompson double. Seldom In is going to be the selection, but he does face a useful seven horse in Yala Enki for Venetia William. And we know her horses generally love heavy ground conditions, and this one has had a good season. I mean, he might just be a little bit higher in the handicap now. And Seldom In is unexposed, and I was very impressed by him at Kelso last time out. And I think he could get a job done. Baywing, representing Nicky Richards, he's consistent, but he's got to give weight away to everything, and that could be a little bit too much for Baywing. Very interesting, they're using the £5 claimer Ryan Day. Just connections think the same.
Okay, but for you, you're signing.
I'm sticking with Seldom In. I think he could be very, very nice.
Yeah. Could be a good day for Brian Hughes at Kelso as well. He's got some good rides up there.
As usual, the top Northern jockey at the moment.
Yeah. Let's move to Newbury next then for a few races there. The 225 is the first one that we look at. Class 2 handicap chase over just short of 2.5 miles. Market looks like this at the time of recording. 7-1 co-favourites of 4 with Omanlai, Gala Ball, Warrior's Tail and Aquadude all at 7-1. It's 10-1 for Walk in the Mill. Eric is 10s as well. Another one at 10-1 is Icing on the Cake, and so is No Buts. It's 11-1 Casino Markets and 12-1 Bar. Those a fiendishly difficult handicap chase. Before we get your thoughts, James, let's just hear the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy.
The 225 is the handicap chase over nearly 2.5 miles. I like the form of a race here. At Newbury last time were Warrior's Tail beat Gala Ball. Both of them made mistakes at the second last, but it looked to me like Warrior's Tail was always holding Gala Ball, and he'd probably do the same again. Grey Gold, even at 12, a top weight as a horse, I think is a chance. He's only been to Newbury once, and he's won once. I do think the flat track definitely suits him, but the one I fancy the most is Eric of Nicky Henderson's. He was third at Doncaster last time. He looked to me going to the last like a very likely winner and got ran out of it by Kalala Key, and I think ridden with a little more restraint here, Eric can win this handicap chase.
So there you go, Sir Anthony McCoy siding with Eric here, James, in what is a very difficult race to fathom.
Yeah, I've enjoyed doing Kelso. That's a tad bit easier than the two Newbury handicaps. I've got a preview now, and yeah, it's very, very competitive stuff, and the market certainly states that. McCoy goes for Eric Du, 11 years old now. It's been a little while since he won, but he's been in good form recently. Just suggests that the handicapper might have got hold of him, and for that reason, I'm going to go elsewhere. I do like Walk in the Mill for Robert Welford. The wheels did fall off a little bit last time out, but if he returns to his earlier form, he could be a nice type. He's unexposed, progressive, given a break, 56 days since we last saw him. He goes nicely on decent ground, and the ground at Newbury looked to be drying out quite a bit today, to be fair. We've got a nice bit of sunny weather, and it does dry out quick at this time of year. So decent ground horses, I think you want to be keeping an eye on. I do think Walk in the Mill could be a nice type. Paul Nicholls would be very keen to win any kind of race at the moment to try and keep his trainer's title. So you've got to keep a good eye on his horses. Ogdelin has been disappointing recently, but he's well handicapped on old form and he could bounce back. Probably Warrior's Tail, slightly more consistent one, would be the obvious choice. But this race, very, very tricky. Lots of each way options, I think. But the selection is going to be Walk in the Mill.
Walk in the Mill, a selection for James at Newbury there in the 2:25 then. And we move on to the big race at Newbury on Saturday, the 3 o'clock. It's the EBF and TBA Mares National Hunt Novices Hurdle Finale. It's a grade 2 over 2.5 miles, or the extended 2.5 miles, really. Some nice mares have won this in the past. It was Briary Queen who won it last year. Run Ruction's run another one a few years ago as well. Market this year, headed by joint favourites at this point, Ruby Yates and Gran Torino, both 8-1. 9-1 for Snow Leopardess and Sister Sybil. 10-1 Tara View, Copper K and Hither Jake's Lady. Wizard's Sleeve is also 10-1 as well, and 14s or bigger for the others. First of all, let's get the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy.
The 3 o'clock is the EBF and TBA Mares National Hunt Novice Hurdle Final over 2.5 miles. Copper K of Philip Hobbs's has been pretty consistent, and she did win well last time at Doncaster. Tara View of Alan Kings has won her last four, but I think she's got plenty on her plate to give weight to Gran Torino of Venetia Williams, a mare who won at Warwick last time. She was pretty impressive there. Before that, she'd finished second to River Wild. She'd finished third in the Supreme Novices Hurdle at Cheltenham. I think the form of Gran Torino is very solid, and I think she'll take a lot of beating here.
So Gran Torino, the pick for AP there. He highlights the form two starts ago, where Gran Torino finished second to River Wild, who's subsequently gone on to finish third in the Supreme. That's pretty good form coming into this.
Yeah, strong form. But I also saw the horse when it got withdrawn at Hunton, and she absolutely flipped out, reared up, and nearly injured her jockey. So she is a little bit temperamental, is Venetia Williams' filly. And for that reason, I couldn't be backing her here. But, like I say, McCoy makes a good point about the form is strong. I just worry about the temperament, especially in a race which is very competitive. Last time was a small field, and she kind of got her own way a little bit. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. The one for me is Chai Longton's runner, Snow Leopardess. I think that one could be targeted for this contest. Light season, two wins and two thirds, but this kind of race, all these mares have been targeted for this contest a long way out. And Aidan Coleman riding this individual, I think that's the one for me. Doncaster, ground could be a little bit too soft last time out, so a bit of surface today, and I think Snow Leopardess will have a great chance. Ruby Yates, no surprise to see her near the head of the market, not got much weight on her back with Harry Bannister taking off £3. But this race is very tricky, like I say. Nearly all these mares have won their novice hurdles, and they're all been qualified for this. Probably the Irish hold the strong hand, obviously, in the Cheltenham mares races, but no Irish runners here, so this gives the British horses a little bit of a chance to win a big pot. And for me, Snow Leopardess is the one.
Snow Leopardess then for James in the 3 o'clock at Newbury. And of course, we couldn't do the podcast this week without having a little bit of a glance at the Dubai World Cup as well.
I wish I was there.
It's the feature race at Maidan, don't we all? Yeah. Gary is there. Let's start with his thoughts on the big race at Maidan on Saturday.
The ninth and final race on the card is the Dubai World Cup Route 1 contest over 10 furlongs. Five American raiders in this particular race. The American horses have got a really good record in this race in the past. Obviously, California Chrome won the race last year. You go back to the first renewal, which Seagal won in 1995. The selection has to be Arrogate, the highest rated horse in the world. He comes here off the back of a convincing victory in the Pegasus Stakes. Prior to that, he'd won the Breeders' Cup Classic. He's drawn in Storm now, which probably isn't ideal, but to be perfectly honest, he's got that much in hand, it surely won't matter. Arrogate the pick in the Dubai World Cup.
So Gary, cannot see past Arrogate, the market suggesting so as well. 1-3 at the top of the market at the time recording this. Gunrunner 9-1, 10-1 for Mub to Hidge, 16-1 Opportunity, 20-1 Neolithic and 25-1 Bar Those. The Americans, as Gary also said, they have a very good record in the race, and Arrogate looks a very special horse as well. So is there any way to see past him here?
Well, Bob Buffett's called him the Frankel of American horse racing, and that sums him up, doesn't it, really? He's very, very impressive. California Chrome destroyed last time out by Arrogate, and basically he's going to be very, very hard to beat. But the price, are you going to be looking for each way options? And the Maidan Dirt is a little bit unique in the fact that some horses just don't handle it, even coming over from America. So you never know exactly how the American form is going to hand out. I think Arrogate would be very, very hard to beat. But Special Fighter has got lots of form here at Maidan, and at a big price, he'd be an each way option. But yes, I would agree with Mr. Capewell that you can't look beyond Arrogate, and I think you could see a devastating performance by Bob Baffert's 4-year-old, and it should be a nice spectacle.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it. Special Fighter 25-1 in the market there if you fancy following James in with an each-way play. Thank you very much, James.
No worries, Mark.
Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Will do. Thank you very much.
And if you fancy seeing Arrogate and the rest of the action at Maidan, you can, of course, watch it all live and for free at Betting TV. It's wh.cm/TV if you're on a desktop. If you're watching via the William Hill app, then it's in the side menu to turn Betting TV on. And if you're on the William Hill sportsbook at williamhill.com on the horse racing pages, there's a link on there as well. You can click on that. But it is free and well worth a watch on Saturday afternoon. In terms of the racing on Racing Radio, it's all live from 1:30 p.m. with Sam Norris, Paddy Aspel and Alistair Jones in the studio, so do tune in for all of that. Newbury, Kelso, Bangor, Stratford and Lingfield in the afternoon and Wolverhampton in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.